within mitzvah of lending money. Also in this kasra, in the scenario, just come up a lot of times, like, people borrow money, lend money, they don't remember, they pay back, they didn't pay back. A lot of times, you're supposed to pay, like, an enet, and you don't remember, you paid, didn't pay, you borrow money from a roommate, and he doesn't remember, you don't remember, or he remembers, you don't remember, and go through all the different scenarios. So that's a mitzvah, lending money, the kasra tavasami. Mitzvah, deraisa, to lend somebody money. The money, lending money doesn't just apply to aniyim, lashon Rambam. Mitzvah say lavis lani yisrael, mitzvah gdei leisim etztaka, and also says a usher which needs the money also. If a usher needs a halva lefisha, it's a mitzvah deraisa to go ahead and lend the money. Isn't Santa Shad? I want to make a bracha. If they lend somebody money, you should make a bracha. Right. So the famous rabbi says, "Tali b'achirim." Maybe he won't take it. Maybe he doesn't need it. Chizurim says he can make a bracha for him. It's bad, right? He has to borrow money. He's bracha ever live lish malva. So he can make a bracha on Yenna's sar. But akapanim, every time he lends somebody money, it's an important thing. He became a mitzvah to say to erase every
small amount of money.
Is the key mitzvah. Forget the chizurim is a shayla. Let's say I have $500. So should I lend $5 to 100 people? Or $500 to one person. So the Chafetz Chaim writes that the Rambam, famous Rambam says when you go buy tzedakah, kol if you write a maisa, the more maisim you give is more of a kiyum. The basis is better to lend more people a lot of money than one time lending a person a lot of money. Now the Chafetz Chaim is a very big chumrah. He says that there's a klal of ayi vazis yesu mechamish. It means that you're not allowed to spend more than a fifth of your money when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to tzedakah. He says by gamach it doesn't apply by lending money. Because all what ayi vazviz is, don't spend all your money on stock and give it away, because why, maybe one day you're going to need it yourself. And shem yitzrach, you come pouring and you need the people. But lending it, you're getting the money back. So if he says the chiv of putting your money into gemachs and things like that is even more than a chimish. He says the chiv is kafi hasak is the other person. And
he says
in Avaz Chazi? Yeah. He says no din chimish over here, and it's kafi hasak is the and that's if you have money which is liquid, if the money is invested, okay, then you're not mechuyev to take out an investment. But if the money is just, you have money sitting around in the bank, because you should never have money sitting around, that for sure. Being beside, stop saying about one, it's like you're using it for making money in the gemach, or you could use it to invest to make money. But stop saying speak about one, but if you have money around, that's the proper thing is it should be put into a gemach in order to lend the money. More of a kumis, but you put into gemachs. There are plenty of gemachs which will take your money and lend it out to people. And therefore, I got a phone call from Munzi this week. The guy said that there's an Eitzon Chavetz Chaim that you let it use your mice money. If you don't want to give it out, you can put it in a gemach. There's a people do. They put the mice money in the gemach. You're lending out taniyim. And then when the kids get married, they take it back and give it to their children. There's Eitzon like that. Because the whole time it's being used for aniyim. And you're going to need it for like 10, 15 years when your child gets married. He's ani and you want to support him in kailo. So what people do is they put them in a gemach, and then afterwards, when the children get married, they take it out and they give it to their children. So he called me up and said he's always been doing that. And he moved to Muncie, not from Eretz Yisrael. And he said, now the gemach said they only use money. Like, what does he do now? Yeah. They only use money. Yeah. Shortage of whatever. I said something to liquid. I'm sure they can use it over there. But like upon him. But Be'etzem, there's no din. Now, in terms of, are you mechuyev to lend somebody money if you're not sure you're going to pay it back? So, the pasuk says that there's a lav, if you say, kavash nash sheva shmita, and you don't lend it out. But the pasuk says that only mechuyev to lend the money if you person is a yesh neman. Chakusham Mishnah Kolkuk says that the chiyev is dafka, somebody, yideya shu neman, avablavach, ein mechuyev, avosei. You're not mechuyev to lend them. There's only a chiyev if it's a eshneman. If you're not sure if the person isn't going to get the money back, then you don't have to do it. Chafetz Chaim says, what's the problem to know whether? He said, let's you investing with the person. Will you do it or not? The person always say, I don't trust him. Let's you invest money by him. Will you invest money by him? He does have this great deal. You get money and make 10% with a guarantee, whatever. So if you would trust him and give him the money then, so then who then you should be lending him the money. But if it's not somebody to get rid of us with, then there wouldn't be any chiyuv to go ahead and lend it. But I would say bizman has a bederekla, do not lend people money. Why? Put it in the gemach. There are gemachs, number one, know how to make you know, make sure people pay back, get rid of him. You don't need the headache of yourself trying to get the money back from the person. And when the guy's coming to you to borrow money, so why doesn't he go to the Gemach? Elamai, he's already Gemach down, which that means he's $100,000 down. Because he goes $100,000 between all of them and Gemachs. Like they're like 40 Gemachs, like 2,000. Okay, so the average, the way the economy works over is everyone like borrows $100,000, he should go from Gemach to Gemach to Gemach. While you're making the chasnas, then whatever, that's how it works. But because you always have $100,000 at your disposal, and if he's coming to you, it means it's really bad. But if kids are taking money,
it wouldn't be allowed because you know.
Because you can't trust him. But I'd say put your money in the Gemach, tremendous mitzvah, easy mitzvah, great mitzvah, and you should, you know, put money in Gemachs, and it's a tremendous, great thing to do. Okay.
You have to get an arif. If someone's asking money, you have to get an arif. You have money, you don't trust them, you have to give money on the arif.
But Vaiter, it's always, are you going to get the money back from the Arev? Directly, what I tell people is, if you, let's say it's a large amount of money, right? So you can't get a amount of money from Gemach. You happen to have a lot of large money. If you put $10,000 in Cooperman, Gemach, he'll take responsibility and lend it off you. You know, it's all the Gemach can do that. So directly, you know, I would say, put in the Gemachs, and, you know, that's the best place to do it. But Vaiter, you should have a decent amount of your money. You know, I'm saying any money that's free should be in Gemachs. Chavalatry. Sitting around, it's a tremendous mitzvah, and it's dumb. The Israeli economy, the Olam Torah, runs on Gemachs, and it's a, you know, very important chashuva thing to do. Okay, before we get to the cases, it says the Gemara B'Mitzrayim he says in Hamavis, you know, if you lend money to somebody without a shtar, you have an evil listed mechshel, because maybe go ahead and be koifer, and if we say to have a shtar or a rechad, otherwise it's usur to lend money in that type of situation. Not everyone does this. What is the limud ischusim? So the Rashash over there says, minayin, the more just is im yeshli moment you lend to somebody, he makes a diak, which is a yeshli moment. He wants to make a diak that the only time it's a problem is if the malv is a rich guy. So if the malv is a rich guy and he's lending the money to the leiva, so leiva might be kofer in it because he said, hey, he's a rich guy, he doesn't need $500. I'm going to be kofer. But a regular situation when they're both not rich guys, then Rosh Hashanah would say maybe Kanzayin, there won't be such a, you know, he wants to lose chus, that the Isser won't
small
apply
money
over there.
Problem.
What?
Small amount of money.
So small amount of money, there's the Eitzah, the Pshat is that if you don't care if you get it back, it's a matana if you don't get it back. There's no lifn either. You learn the mashakal. So Pshat is you make up, if you don't pay me back, I don't care how meichel it's, and there is no lifn either. The whole lifn either is, here's Liv Rosh Hashanah. If you're meichel, it's the amount of money which you don't care.
Well?
So if you do care, then it's not me. But some say, why wouldn't you not register for $100? People forget. People don't remember.
Some is a person not even getting it. He asked him right now. He needs to
do you read it? Ksavian, ani chayv l'chal. He signs it. Not
even.
Yeah, Ksavian is off. I'm chayv to.
We should be knowing.
Batsim, you should be knowing something. Much. If it's a small amount, you don't care about your Michael. So there's no way to serve because there's not ton of fats. Who cares? So, you know, can I do a two shackle? You don't care about fire. Whatever. If it's an amount which you do care about, so if you don't write it down, yet, whatever. Good chance. You're not going to remember. He's not going to remember. Let's discuss those soon.
So
people.
Do
what?
This is not I never got to start from anyone. I have a lot of money.
And a lot of money? And you get it all back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Money.
What?
Big money. No, whatever. I lent that big money.
You lent big money without any written documented?
It was for 2 days. Whatever.
I say? I'm saying I mean to be so gory, but how do you know maybe the guy's going to have a heart attack and die? And they have no documentation and they lent $10,000 and no one will ever know. No, I'm saying that money things could happen or whatever, right? What? Whatever the money things could happen, or whatever I'm saying, but
Tom pays rent.
That what?
Did you ask the Baldir for his dad to pay rent?
I might pick a guy just to sign or whatever, because people forget, people whatever. Like, when I did, she put some of my Dira, so the person who's taking care of it, like, told him I owe him $10,000. And so I took out all the papers and showed her that she signed, that she forgot the $10,000. Money's flying around over there, you know. This is like if we went to sign every single time. You know, every time she signs, she goes, "Oh, you don't trust me?" Like she said, "You don't trust me? I have to sign." I'm like, and then she went to $10,000.
When by the case of a small amount, you have to speak up.
No, if you are bad to Michael, you don't have to speak it out. I don't care if I don't get it back, and that's like, then it's not a problem. But otherwise, a large amount. There's another thing with if mamish trust the person, or Hashem says maybe mamish trust the person. And then that also, there's a limus chus. Your mom's trust the person, maybe also you could do it. But definitely, I'm saying, astam, it's eitzah teva. If you're dealing with larger amounts, it's not kedai to do it in, if you know, people don't remember. A guy just told me now. He borrowed money from his apartment. He bought his apartment about 10, 15 years ago. He borrowed from Gemachim, borrowed from people, like whatever. He just finished his 100th payment, you know, to Gemachim. So now he paid it back. So now he's going to work on the people he borrowed from. So one of the guys saying, I borrowed $5,000 to you. And he goes, I don't remember. No clue. He goes, no, I borrowed $5,000. I don't remember. Forget it. Like, whatever. And he's Michael and the... Yeah, he's like, he just can't tell me, mom, the guy came up to me after first day, your mom just decided to shmaya story, like, because he just, like, decided he needs money, so he's going to make a shtadlis, he's going to go, like, the guy who's in this guy in real estate, he has to try to find a, whatever, shadachim, we'll give him 2%, this happens from the shmaya, you know, he's yigman, he's going to learn, and tezo vakal, okay.
So I'm saying lay out money for, like, a deer sinner.
What? Weiter. Technically, I'm saying I'd say like this. As Eitzah Teva, anytime it's a large amount, it's good that I do it. Mitzad, the Edson thing, the Islam of Shechus or Cheshachim, your mom is trust them, you have no Cheshachas, the Islam of Shechus, you don't have to. You know, Yishlam is like that. But, you know, life is busy, people forget. I'm saying as Eitzah Teva, yeah, these are Limon of Shechus, it is whatever. Weiter, the guy looking at your weirdo, like in the Diva, like, it's not going to pick up here, you know. Whatever, you know, there's the Nusach, like, you know, wherever Kleis lands up, you know, you'll be okay, right? You know, it's good for everyone else, and you simple as everyone else and whatever. But I would say anytime it's a larger amount, if you have a person like, you know, sometimes forgetful or doesn't remember to pay, look, person might not pay back. It won't be much right now. Because like, let's go through scenarios. A lot of scenarios which people don't remember. They don't remember they paid, they didn't pay. So let's go through three different scenarios. So let's say you and your roommate, remember vaguely, like, maybe, like, I'm thinking I blew out the money for the, like, the Swedish Prada a couple months ago. No, that's not a good case. Let's sort of swear. I think I might have lent you money, I don't remember. And, you know, I guess, does that happen to you?
Like, both?
What?
My wife lent $180. She's not sure if they'll go
play back. Okay, so there's two separate stories. There's a couple of the cases. One case, we don't know if there was Alva. We vaguely remember, maybe, I was planning on laying out for you, I did lay it out for you. Like we were on the trip, and I bought you a soda, or I didn't buy a soda. I remember, whatever. There's a case which I lent it to you, I don't want to be paid back. Those are two classical cases, right? I don't know if there was a chiyuv. There's I lent it to you, I don't want to pay back, and then there's I lend you money, I don't know how much. Those, like I said, three different cases. So let's try to make it some cases. Well, the first case. Let's say we both don't remember. I don't remember. We remember that I was planning on lending the money. I didn't lend it. I'm not sure if you lent it. So like this, if you're both not sure if there was a chiyuv, so then you're pater. No one knows that we lend you the money. Pater, even let's say shemayim, and you don't have to.
Speak on mechila or no?
No, because it's no tviya, suffolk with suffolk. If they're both a suffolk, whether it happened or not, so then there is no chiyuv to go ahead and pay back. Let's say your roommate tells you you borrowed money from me. And you say, I don't know, I'm not sure if I remember for you, I don't remember. That's what I said, I did that. What? What did you say? No, it's not the I don't know. If I say I did not pay you, I don't remember. You say, your case, right? Your wife said she lent the person $80. And they, what? I'll pay back. No, this is before that. I don't even know if I borrowed from you. You say, Bari, I borrowed from you. You say, I'm not sure if I borrowed. But like $100, the person says, I'm not so sure about that. So with there, we pass kind of the Zechiv, let's say Shemayim. Make it in your potter, because we don't know if the Zechiv. But let's say Shemayim, being the other person's Bari, saying, I for sure lend you money. And you're saying, I don't know. So because anytime you make a little you borrow $5 from me. You say, I don't know. So look, is, let's say Shemayim, you have to pay back.
You have to trust that. Even if you don't trust
no, if he's a Bari. You're Bari. What?
Let's say you don't do it. When you come to Shemayim, then you weren't.
He's supposed to do it. They do it. Do it. There's two types of relationship Shemayim, but he's supposed to do it. So, kids, if your roommate comes, if he's Michael, he's Michael. But the guys, I lend you money, I say, I don't know. You have to pay back. You don't remember. No. Let's say there was a Vade Chiv, which is still one of the case, your case, right? $100, they both, we don't know if you pay back or not. Or. My kid went to camp a couple years ago, and the person in charge of the camp says, I never paid him. And 1,000%. I'm not sure. I thought I paid him, but I can't say. I'm not sure if I paid him or not. And he's saying, "What do you mean? I haven't down that there's a chayiv, and he didn't pay me. And he didn't pay me back." So luck is like this. If it's a bari v'shama, he says, "We both know that I borrowed money, like the camp. We both know I sent my kid to the camp, so I for sure owe him money." He's sure I didn't pay him back, and I'm not sure, so then you have to pay him in the day. And you have to pay. What do you say? Cheskes chia v'zbar yadav. V'zbar v'shama. In other words, if the person says that that I definitely, like your case, right? You definitely want the money. If you'd be sure they didn't pay you back, another person, well, if you'd be sure that... then there'd be a chiv min adin, and you have to pay. Let's say you know that for sure you lend money. You both don't remember if you paid back or not. So there, being that there's a chesed chiv, there would be a let's say shemayim. Let's just cross over the cases, so to get it clear, because these things come up all the time. So Nachum, your roommate comes over to you and says, "I think I lent you $5. What's the halacha?" I think only $5. You say, "Not sure." What's the halacha? Butter, right? If he says, "I for sure lend you the money," you say, "I don't know." Let's say shemayim. If we both, this is a classic case. We both know there was a chiyuv, right? It happens by all the times with gananets, right? You're supposed to pay at the beginning of the month, or even your end. You're supposed to pay, right? So Badir says you did not pay. Like he's going through his books and he sees like 6 months ago you didn't pay, okay? And you say, "No clue." So, cheskes chiyuv, bari v'shama, you're going to be chayiv. If you're both not sure, then it's going to be a, let's say, today shamayim. Oh, so this is a very interesting shayla. This credit just happened in Beis Din. There's a taz about this. There was somebody gave money to money changer, gave like tons of money. I forgot the amount.
A money changer?
A money changer, tons of money, like a large amount of money. And the money changer, you know, brought it home, and then he realized a third of it was forged. So, didn't know who the guy was, but he's waiting. I was waiting every day. Like a month later, the guy walks in, he goes, "You're the guy. It's you. That this forged money is from you." The other guy says, "Like, I don't know if it's from me. I have no idea if I gave you this money. Me and Mario said it was me."
He's the guy who gave the big amount, though.
What? Huh?
He's asking if he's the guy that gave a big amount.
There's a lot of big amounts. Let's say he gave us, 30, it was pounds. Looked like the guy looked familiar. Looked like somebody from Yeshiva even. Not the money judge, other guy. But it was pounds. I don't know the numbers of pounds, but like, it was a nice amount of money. The money was so forged, you could just touch it and see it was forged. It was like... The guy changed brought the money. This is mine. This is the first money you gave him. I said, "I have no idea if it was me. I don't know if it was me. Maybe somebody else. Maybe I have my friend somebody else. I gave him a lot of money. He's asking me to give him a lot of money. But like maybe this money is from somebody else. I have no idea." So that's the question. Is that any day in the Schayafti? I don't know if I'm... He's Bari. The other guy's Shama. Fine. But is it any day in the Schayafti? Or any day in Praticha? I don't know if I was Chayef. I'm a Chodezo. Like, we just changed money. You give me money, I give you money. There's no chiv or whatever. We just changed money. So I don't know if there ever was a chiv going on over there. Or, no, the vadi, you gave me money, and therefore, I'm not sure if it's like, I paid you.
Baruch is
chayav to
him.
What?
He's saying Baruch is chayav to money.
No, but the other guy's saying, like, I don't know if there ever was a chiv money. There's no law. We just changed money. I gave you a pen, you gave me... I gave you a pen, you gave me... So I don't know if there ever was a chiv. We just changed it. Or not. So the money change was like 1,000% sure. Like I got a ride home with him. I just ride home with him. And he's like, the whole time the car is dashing. Like he's so vadai that that's that guy. And the guy. So nice. It's machlekes in the Beis Meir, the Taz, whether we look at it as any day in Schayafti or any day in Praticha. I think at the end of the day they did like 50-50. That's what they did. Because there's a cloud, we have to make a shvua. We have to make a shvua. then we don't do shvuz b'zman hazaz. If we don't make a pshara, the third half, there's another svar that I don't remember. Because that's the way things comes out. Like by money change, that's really says like a shayla. It's like when he says chafti, or any day in prati cha. What other cases come up? We also had on the gemacha. So the guy's going through his records. Oh, so that's also very important with the gemach, right? I got to say the Torah once that there was a guy, whatever, two friends, and the guy borrowed money from the gemach. The guy also said, "I'm pretty sure I paid back." The gemach says, "Look, I'm looking at my records, and the records say he didn't pay back." So the question is records called a bari or not? The one thing I know. This other thing, just based on my records, is that called bari? Well, that's called. I'm not really sure that it really happens. So nice of the chaver paskins, the chevyon pekoski. If you talk to keep good records and you're responsible, and every time you write it down, that could be called bari. And if you say they have good records, if in that case, guy, same thing. It's an unfortunate story. They go back 7 years ago. The guy's like, "I'm pretty sure I remember I paid back everything." The other guy said, "Like, I have my records that they didn't pay back." The guy's like, "It's 7 years ago. He wasn't able to say I'm sure. I'm not so sure." Therefore, what's halacha? Chaim, basically, is Baruch Shema with a ches gas chiyav. What? So you're not so much you lend, so you borrow money, not so much you lend. So basically, you have to get back the minimal amount, which you both know that it is, and then the rest, we're going to say you're going, and the rest, technically, you're going to be pata if you're lotei shemayim, because the other guy also doesn't know if it was more.
That's.
That would be the.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
he's masking, he's lent.
Like,
the question is how much.
That's maybe mixas. What's all the mixas? Make sure the right. But we're gonna make sure it's not as that. Okay, what other cases are there?
If you owe someone and someone owes you, can you just make them pay back each other?
What do you say?
I owe someone 10 shekels, and someone owes me 10 shekels. I just give them something. What happened? What was the case? I owe someone 10 shekels, someone owes me 10 shekels. Right. If he's going to pay, then we'll go back to your chiv.
Let's say I borrowed from one of two people. I don't know who it is. So it depends. If they both say it was me, so then you're chayav. You have a chesed chayav, baruch hashama. Have they both? No, you're good then. If it's a, I borrow from one of two, is the chesed chayav. I don't know two. They're both saying baruch hashama. Then. Yeah, either one. Or they both say it, I don't know, whatever.
He's not a shaman, he's probably there for sure, even the one.
But there's definitely a chesed chiyuv over here, so then in the family, then it'll be a chiyuv. I guess a couple more cases. So what time is it now?
7:07.
7:07?
Seven o'clock.
Okay, I guess I'll stop here. 7 o'clock. Huh? Do you want to do my cases?
I want to do my cases.
That's what happens to me. Oh, the guy lent money to two people. One of the Gemach asked me this. One of the halvas, the guy has a good arev, the other one he doesn't have a good arev. I lent $5,000 to you twice. One time you had a good arev,
and he's back. I mean, the arev's paying back.
A good chance of good. The other guy wasn't good arev. One time Rav Aaron David was the arev. Right? Okay. The other time, the Arev was whatever. So he'd rather take the $5,000 for the other loan, not for a Ron David loan, because it's a better chance of getting the money back from the Ron David than getting it from the other person. So my suvi paskin that if it's after the Zman Halva, so then the Malva has the right to pick. If both Halvas, if one Halva is up, one Halva is not up, then you don't have a choice. One of them is Tate's mine, one's Akka's mine. Because the Levi could say, I don't have to pay back. I can pick away which happened I want. But if they're both after, the both of them are supposed to be paid up, then what?
Then
you could pick which one. Then the Kachav, and he got the money from Ron David. It wasn't Ron David, whatever it was. He had to go to the other guy to go ahead and get, you know, go ahead and get the loan. Okay, stop.